You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 1041 AM on this Thursday, September 7th. I'm Cameron Heron, and it's time for the Valley Talk program. And I've got a couple of special guests on Valley Talk today. It's Karen Swatlowski and Cassie Rudy, Wellness Director and Foundation Director at the Benedictine Living Community. How are you two doing today?
Hi, doing well. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. It's good to bring you on. And of course, we're going to talk about kind of what's going on for Assisted Living Week that's coming up. But why don't you kind of let the listeners know, you know, what your roles are at the Benedictine Living Community?
So, yep, I'm Cassie Rudy. I am the Foundation Development Director. I also do marketing at the Villa as well, or the Benedictine Living Community, formerly the Villa. And then I work in the assisted living too. So, you know, this day coming up next week is National Assisted Living Week. So it's a special time of the year where we kind of get to celebrate assisted living. And then Karen's here too.
Hi, I'm Karen Swatlowski, a wellness director for Benedictine Living Community, Crookston. I cover the assisted living, the long-term care, short-term stay, and memory care. Kind of plan the events and put on the programs for the whole facility.
Yeah, and obviously a lot of people know about the Villa and feel like they hardly have a bad thing to say about it, so it's good that the community has a good place, you know, a living community that people can go to when they're at that point in their life. So that's always a good thing. And so let's go ahead and kind of get into what we were going to chat about today. And that's Assisted Living Week. And it starts on Sunday, September 10th. So you want to kind of run down what Assisted Living Week's kind of all about?
Sure. So National Assisted Living Week was actually established back in 1995 by the National Center for Assisted Living. And it's just an opportunity for, you know, those who reside in assisted living, you know, the staff and family members, to kind of recognize the role of assisted living in our community. And, you know, it's just a special time. It always starts on Grandparents' Day, the Sunday that is Grandparents' Day. And, you know, it just kind of sheds light on assisted living and just kind of, you know, is a time to celebrate.
And this year's theme is Season of Reflection. So I kind of hit on the seasons. So Monday we'll kick it off full swing with summer. We'll be wearing our Hawaiian type outfits for dress up.
Yeah, I noticed that you kind of got a like different color or theme for each day, like for them to wear. So that's kind of cool.
We got
to
have fun. Of course, our assisted living residents love to do their exercises. So we kept the exercise class on every morning at 9:30. And then in the afternoon, they'll enjoy some bingo. And then we're going to finish it off that day with a Hawaiian luau.
Ooh, fun.
We'll have some fun foods. I'm planning on some blue water or ocean water to drink. I'm going to do some kebabs with some fruit. And also I'm going to try and make some individual upside down pineapple or pineapple upside down cake.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep. And then Tuesday, we're kind of kicking off in fall already. So Tuesday is fall. We'll wear some black or orange or both. Again, exercise in the morning, and then we have mass on Tuesday mornings at 10. In the afternoon, we'll welcome back our cathedral second graders to the summit. They enjoy coming once a month to visit with the tenants over there. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have a fun fall craft with Deb Dubuque and Kathy Hansen.
Nice.
Wednesday, we are going to do the winter day. We're going to wear our cozy pajamas. We'll have our exercise in the morning. Also, we're going to have cocoa and conversation, kind of hit on that reflection part of the seasons of reflection. Mm-hmm. And then in the afternoon, we have some wonderful volunteers named Jan and Deanna. They're going to throw a party for the tenants. On Thursday, we're going to do spring. We'll wear either green or yellow or both. We have our exercise in the morning, and then we have our Catholic communion service on Thursday mornings. And in the afternoon, they'll enjoy bingo. And also, we have our interfaith services on Thursday afternoons. So Thursdays are kind of set in stone. I didn't really mess with that because we have certain, you know, the church services.
The only exception is the wearing green on Thursday.
Yep, well, we're going to wear the green and the yellow as spring colors. And Friday, we'll end it with sports day because we're all sports enthusiasts around there.
Nice.
We're going to dress in our favorite team sports attire. And we'll do our exercise in the morning, followed by coffee and donuts. And then in the afternoon, we're going to do a fun thing called sip and paint. Mm-hmm. The residents will enjoy a little wine, some meat and cheese trays, and then we'll do some painting.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a great week ahead that's planned out. Karen and her team have done a lot of good work, you know, planning everything out. Like I said, it's always a fun week. It's fun for the staff and fun for the tenants who live at the summit.
So looking at some of the things that are going on, you know, I see the exercise. Like, what does the exercise entail for the people who are there?
Yep, that's our daily 9:30 a.m. exercise that they look forward to. Portions of it is seated exercise. We work all parts of the body. Mm-hmm. The last portion is the standing portion. Some choose to sit, and they just kind of work along with us as we stand up and do our kicks or whatever it is that we are doing. But they love their exercise, so we don't take that away.
For sure. And then even games like bingo, that I'm sure that gets pretty competitive at times.
Well, last year I did take the bingo away, and we did some different fun things in there, and they missed it. So we kind of worked around their set scheduled things and did some fun things afterwards.
And then looking at when the second grade students come in, and like, what are some of the stuff that they do when they visit?
They'll play games, they'll visit, they'll bring their books, and the tenants will either read to them or the students will read to the tenants. They've done some arts and crafts. It's just various little things that they'll do. We also have other cathedral grades. We have one cathedral grade, can't remember what grade it is, that goes into our memory care monthly as well. They usually come in on the second Wednesday of the month, so we're happy to welcome the kids back. And
our tenants and residents love when kids come to visit. It's that, you know, intergeneration communication. It's so special for the elderly and such a good experience for the kids too. So it's a pretty special time.
And we have our wonderful Little Villagers daycare that comes up once a week for the long-term care side and once a week for the memory care side too. In fact, I think they're playing in the memory care right now. So
nice. And I definitely remember, like, when I was growing up, you know, being a part of, I wasn't a part of the Catholic church, but, you know, I went up in Trinity, and we would have times where we'd go and, you know, chat with the people who live there. And that was always very interesting, just getting to chat with, you know,
they love
people,
to see
the
kids,
generations that came before us, for sure. So yeah, very cool. And then looking at Wednesday again, do you want to kind of describe more what kind of Jan and Deanna do?
Jen and Deanna like to volunteer and throw parties often, and they'll do different kind of skits or singing or
fun games or crafts. Okay. Yeah, kind of.
They always serve up some goodies, usually.
They usually come typically once a month, and they'll kind of do a seasonal party. You know, they'll come for around Christmas time, St. Paddy's Day, different times of the year and different events of the year. And our tenants really like that. Mostly all of them show up for those parties, and it's a good time. We have great volunteers.
We do.
You know, if there's anyone out there who you know, kind of feels called to volunteer. We always have volunteer opportunities at the Benedictine Living Community with activities or different things. You know, you can contact us, and we'd love to have you come help out.
Mm-hmm. We're always looking for volunteers, and one of the main things that we miss from our volunteers is musical. Kind of volunteers that want to come in and play any kind of music or sing, we love that. So
that's cool. And yes, shout out to Deb and Kathy as well, as they'll be volunteering with the crafts as well. So
yep.
lots of good stuff. And I guess one more little question I had on Friday with the sip and paint, what kind of stuff are they going to be painting?
Well, I have some fun. It's like a sunflower with an old pickup type of picture that we're probably going to paint. And it's kind of a fall type of a paint project. We did it on the long-term care side, and now we'll do it on the summit side. And they really enjoyed it. So it's a fun picture.
Nice. Sounds like a lot of good stuff for anyone that has tuned in the middle of this. This is Valley Talk, and it's a Karen Swatlowski and Cassie Rudy from the Benedictine Living Community talking about Assisted Living Week. But I did kind of want to chat about, are there any other things that are kind of going on with the Benedictine Living Community coming up at all besides this?
You know, like I said, I am the Foundation Development Director, and we have a foundation event this weekend. Our annual Glow Golf Tournament will be on Saturday at Minocqua Golf Course at 4 p.m. And it's a fun event. You know, the first round is during the day, 9 holes, and then there's a break for supper, and our staff kind of go out and light up the course, and then there's a night round that people play with glow balls, and the course is lit up. And it's a great event. You know, we still have a little bit of room if anyone wants to sign up a team, or if anyone is interested in being a whole sponsor. You know, it's going for a great cause to update our WanderGuard system that we have throughout our campus. That is a system to kind of keep our people safe. You know, people who may tend to wander, we can put a bracelet on and it alerts us if they're going out the door. Mm-hmm. And so it allows people to be independent in our nursing home and assisted living, and we are still able to keep them safe. So we're just looking to, our current system is about 20 years old, so we just need you know, the most up-to-date technology to be able to ensure that everyone's safety is, you know, safety is our number one priority, so we just want to make sure we can keep everyone safe.
It's good that those events are going on. I'm sure a lot of people are very willing to help out the Benedictine Living Community, as, like I said, it's a great thing within the community.
Yes, I'm always in awe of the generous donors, businesses in Crookston and the surrounding area. It's just amazing. We appreciate the support so much.
For sure. And circling back to Assisted Living Week, I see on the flyer that you brought in NALW.org. Do you kind of want to chat about what people can find there, or what that's all about?
That is the website for National Assisted Living Week.
Okay.
It's where you would find possible ideas to utilize throughout that week. I know I've seen, I'm part of a activity director type of thing, and people are going different directions with it. I've saw some of them hit on the season portion of it. Some are going towards the reflection part of it, and I tried to hit on both, but I think I did a pretty good job.
Yep, excellent.
Very nice. So we do have a couple more minutes before we can wrap it up here. Why don't we go ahead and kind of recap for anyone who maybe tuned in midway through, kind of what to expect for National Assisted Living Week at the Benedictine Living Community.
Okay. Again, Monday, we're going to kick it off in full swing with summer. We're going to dress up in Hawaiian gear. We'll enjoy some exercise in the morning, bingo, and Hawaiian luau in the afternoon. Tuesday is fall. We're going to wear some black or orange. We'll have exercise and mass in the morning, and then We'll have the Cathedral second grade students and a craft with Deb and Kathy in the afternoon. Wednesday is winter. We're going to wear our PJs. We're going to enjoy some exercise, cocoa and conversation in the morning, and then a big old party with Jan and Deanna in the afternoon. Thursday is spring. We're in green or yellow. We'll have exercise and Catholic communion services in the morning, and then we'll enjoy bingo and our interfaith services in the afternoon. And we'll finish it off with sports day on Friday, dressing in our favorite team sportswear. We'll enjoy exercise in the morning, coffee and donuts, and then in the afternoon we'll finish it off with a sip and paint.
Nice. Sounds like a lot of great events going on for the people at the Benedictine Living community. Any last-second comments before we wrap it up here?
No, I think we covered it pretty well. Like I said, we're really looking forward to National Assisted Living Week, kind of celebrating our tenants at the summit and our staff.
Very nice. Well, it was good to have you two on, Karen Swatzlowski and Cassie Rudy. It was great to have you on and talk about this stuff, and I hope the week goes very well.
Thank you for having us.
So that was your Valley Talk program here on this Thursday, September 7th.